تفسير في سورة ألم نشرح سورة الشرح chapter 94 القرآن which was revealed in Mecca.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
Translation: Have we not opened your breasts for you and removed from you your burden, which weighed down your back? And have we not raised high your fame? Verily, along with every hardship is relief. Verily, along with every hardship is relief. So when you have finished, devote yourself to Allah's worship, and to your Lord turn intentions and hopes. The next topic is the meaning of opening the breast. Allah says, Have we not opened your breast for you? Meaning, have we not opened your chest for you? This means we illuminated it and we made it spacious, vast and wide. This is as Allah says, And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. Chapter 6, verse 185, Al-Quran. Meaning, and just as Allah expanded his chest, he also made his law vast, wide, accommodating, and easy, containing no difficulty, hardship, or burden. The next topic, a discussion of Allah's favor upon His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, concerning Allah's statement, and removed from you your burden. This means that Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future. Chapter 48, verse 2, Al-Quran. Which weighed down your back? Al-Inqadh means the sound. And more than one of the Salaf has said concerning Allah's saying, which weighed down your back, meaning its burden weighed heavy upon you. The next topic is the meaning of raising the fame of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah then said, And have you not raised high your fame? Mujahid said, I, that is Allah, am not remembered except that you are remembered with me. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Qatada said, Allah raised his fame in this life and in the hereafter. There is no one who gives a sermon, declares the testimony of faith, that is Shahada, or prays a prayer, that is Salah, except that he proclaims it. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the final messenger. Ease after difficulty is the next topic. Concerning Allah's saying, Verily along with every hardship is relief. Verily along with every hardship is relief. Meaning, Allah informs that with difficulty there is ease, and then He reaffirms this information by repeating it. The next topic is the command to remember Allah during spare time. Allah says, So when you have finished, devote yourself to Allah's worship, and to your Lord turn intentions and hopes. Meaning, when you have completed your worldly affairs and its tasks, and you have broken away from its routine, then get up to perform the worship and stand for it with zeal, complete devotion, and purify your intention and desire for your Lord. Similar to this is the Prophet's statement in the hadith that is agreed upon to be authentic. There is no prayer when the food is served, nor when the two foul things, that is excrement and urine, are pressing a person. The Prophet ﷺ also said, When the prayer has started and the dinner has been served, then begin with dinner. Mujahid said concerning this ayah, When you are free from the worldly affairs and you have stood to pray, then stand up for your Lord. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Alam Nashrah, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah.